You're listening to Night Cheese. I'm Shubha.
I'm Kelly. This is the part where you come back in, yeah, and say, today we're talking about...
Okay, take three. Okay.
It's been so long that Shubha forgot how a podcast works. Or a conversation.
No!
Do you want to try it again?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo. You're listening to Night Cheese. I'm Shubha.
I'm Kelly.
And today we're talking about Cats,
the movie musical.
2019.
What did you say? Sorry.
I said parentheses 2019.
Oh, I was literally going to say the movie musical that came out in 2019. Not to be confused with the pure musical, which I have not seen. I have not seen Cats live. Have you seen it live?
No, I have not.
I don't want to give away my hand here. I mean, I would see it in... Actually, I don't think I'd want to see the Broadway version, but I would see like a children's production of it. I think like a children's production of any musical sounds hilarious. So...
I've seen the parts of Cats that were in Kimmy Schmidt when Titus accidentally joins Cats.
I don't think I watched that far into that show.
There's one point where, so, you know, his dream is to be on Broadway.
Yes.
And I guess with Cats, there's just like so many cats that if you just like put makeup and a wig on, they'll just be like, oh, yeah, you're in the
cast. That sounds right. Yeah. The cast of Cats.
The cats. Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Which cat did he play?
I think he either made up a name for the cat or the cast was like, choose a weird name for yourself.
That would be very doable.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was my main... we have so much to talk about, but the names are so disturbing of every cat.
The names are actually one of the least disturbing things about the movie. So
I know, but like... I don't know what Rumple teaser. I was just like, I don't like this.
Yeah, the names are out of control. Let's first
Kelly
talk
knows
about,
all the names.
What? Oh, I do know all the
I
names.
I said you know all the names.
I do. I am going to pull up the Wikipedia article so I can make sure that I name all of them so we can go through all of them.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But I want to first describe the circumstances of our viewing of this movie. So... my fiance and I were in Florida and we wanted to see the movie Cats in theaters, how it was meant to be seen by Tom Hooper. And we drove 15 minutes to go to a movie theater and we were like, this movie is getting horrible reviews. No one's going to see it. So it won't be a problem. We get there and then all the screenings are sold out. And then I start crying. I bought gasoline and poured it all over the movie theater and lit it on fire. But we did buy tickets for the next day. So we're like, okay, we're like gearing up for a sold out showing the next day. So we go back the next day and we're the only people in the movie theater. And what we find out is that the projector was broken. So that is why the day prior, all of the screenings were like, quote unquote, like sold out because they didn't want anyone buying tickets because the projector wasn't working. But I'm pretty sure that because we bought that one pair of tickets, they actually moved Cats into a different theater with a working projector for us. Because I think if they hadn't, or if we hadn't bought those tickets, they probably just would have left it in the theater with the broken projector and just said, black them all out again. So then we go. We're the only people in the movie theater. We buy a $30 bottle of white wine. It's a Coppola wine. It is a screw top.
Yes!
We also bought unlimited popcorn. Because the lady upsold us, she was like, for 50 cents more, you can get unlimited. And I was like, okay.
Well, of course.
I don't even think we got through one bucket of popcorn. We also bought Sour Patch Kids. And so we went in, we had our bottle of wine, and we thought it was going to last us a whole movie, and it only lasted 40 minutes. So I sent Todd out to get another bottle of wine. And because there was no one in there, he was taking a long time, but there's no one in the theater. So I just called him on the phone and was like, where are you? Where's the wine? So he bought more wine and more Sour Patch Kids. And we ended up spending about $100 at our showing of Cats. But it was basically a private screening. So And how was your viewing experience?
Very similar. Yeah. Very, very similar.
How many bottles of wine did you get?
I had like a beer because I wanted to drink more desperately, but I kind of had a headache. So I was kind of, I just felt done after one beer, which is really unfortunate. I watched it.
That is not how you're supposed to watch that movie.
I know, but I, as I was starting, I was like, yeah, we had a six pack of beer and I was like, great, I'm going to have three beers right now.
Yeah.
But after the first one, my head hurt and I was like,
oh, so you did watch it with Jesse?
No, I watched it with my friend Rebecca from school.
Oh, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I watched it with this stranger off the street.
Thank you so much.
Named Rebecca from school.
I thank you for clarifying. Okay. You're not allowed to have friends. Especially from school.
I would never.
Yeah.
But I think I told you, I was texting you when we started watching it.
Yeah.
And we took a break every 15 minutes.
Whoa.
it was so
it's a lot
hard. Like 12 minutes had passed and I was like, it has to have been at least 45 minutes.
Oh no,
but it had been 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And so every like maybe 20 minutes 15 or 20 minutes we were like, we just need to gather our thoughts.
I think that's
maybe
that's,
check our phones
you
for
have
a few
to
minutes.
Process the information that's coming at you, and it's a lot of information.
Yes, it was so hard to just sit and watch it in one viewing. And it wasn't even The Irishman. We were talking about doing The Irishman for this pod.
Oh,
and
this
I was like,
movie's
I can't
way better
that.
Than The Irishman. Oh my God.
Good. Okay, good.
But we'll get into how I feel about its awards snubs later. So the plot of Cats is, it's based on, it's, there's not very much of a plot, but it is based on a musical that was long running, which is based on a set of poems by T.S. Eliot, right? T.S. Eliot? Yeah, I think he's the right person.
Oh, I don't know.
It's based on a book of poems. I don't remember what it's called, but it's basically just like poems imagining cats or whatever. So the source material, I feel like a lot of the lines from the musical are directly from the source material. That being said, I don't know that the book of poems was meant to be like a story, like a coherent story, which is why the musical is not a coherent story. So the cat who is like the audience stand-in named Victoria gets dumped in an alley in London, and she immediately gets pounced on literally and figuratively by this gang of cats called Jellicle Cats, and then they go through the whole movie introducing themselves, and then the evil cat named McCavity shows up periodically and disappears cats one by one into a puff of smoke, and then we find out that they're all competing to for the Jellicle Ball, where one cat, who's the leader of their cult, gets to pick which one gets to go to the, quote, heavy side lair, unquote, which is, like, basically heaven. Ooh. It's not, it is basically a death cult, but no one is killing anyone. It's just she chooses that you're going to heaven, but there's no, or the heavy side lair, but there's no talk of how you go from that choice to getting there. So, yeah, that is the plot of the movie. All the cats have really fun and creative names. Such as Old Deuteronomy, Rum Tum Tugger.
God, you know, that's a really rough
we
one.
We should actually go in order of the cats, and then we can rate their performances. Okay, let me go to... Okay, so there's Mr. Mistopheles, who doesn't sing a song until later, and Munkustrap, who is the gray cat that talks to
her. Oh, that's
the
main dude.
Did you know that Victoria, the cat that is a stand-in for the audience, I mean, she's like a ballet dancer, very talented. She's black. Did you know that?
No.
That's because they white-faced her in that movie. So,
that is awkward.
It sure is.
Because all of the characters that I knew were black actors, like voice actors or whatever,
they're not voice actors,
brown,
they were acting.
They're not voice actors, yeah. They're brown cats, right? Is that right?
They're brown cats.
Like,
yeah, that's correct.
Like Idris Elba
and, they're kind of
and Jason Derulo
Idris,
and Jennifer Hudson
are
all like
they are
dark-colored cats.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, but this lady isn't.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay, wait. So I would have liked that in theory if they actually looked like cats. Like, yeah, obviously it doesn't matter what color cat each person is.
Yes.
But yeah, it is literal white face because you do, the cats have human faces.
Yeah. No, I think the thing that people find most disturbing and slash invigorating about this movie is that the visual concept is... It's a strong vision and it is strongly executed, but it is not for the faint of heart. And I think that similar, my understanding of the musical is that it's people dressed in cat suits or whatever. But this somehow takes right. that to the next fucking level. It's like people Ooh. With like hair on their hands and faces.
And but they have human hands, human and hands fingers and toes.
And human faces and varying degrees of fur on their faces. Some of them wear right. clothes. Some of them do not. Some of them wear shoes and some that of them do not.
Weird.
Which is weird. The thing that... I feel like the visual concept, while disturbing, is at least consistent. What's not consistent is what they tell them, you have to do this like a cat, and what they let them do as a human. So they can walk that on two legs, true. But Sir Ian McKellen has to lap milk out of a bowl.
Right. How come they don't get mugs?
I don't know.
Oh, Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
God.
So let's just go through the cats in order. I can't do this in order of appearance. I'm going to try, but I don't 100% remember. So let's start with Rebel Wilson as Jenny Anydots. She plays a cat who is funny because she's fat. So that joke does not hold up. It's,
that is her,
it's
her
not
whole
funny.
Character.
Yeah, her whole character is that she eats things, which...
And she trains cockroaches.
Oh, yeah. And then there's like the Inception part of this, which there are layers of the people dressed up as animals. We thought going in that it was just humans dressed up as cats, but no, it is also humans dressed up as mice on a smaller scale. And then even smaller, humans dressed up as cockroaches. And that was the most disturbing thing that happens in the movie, mm-hmm, is she mm-hmm, picks up mm-hmm. a person dressed as a cockroach and eats it. And the mm-hmm. cockroach rendering is a lot more true to life than the cat rendering. So
gross.
It's very gross. And she unzips her skin. Like,
so that's what I thought you were going to say when you said layers. She's wearing
also her
layers
actual
of
layers.
Skin suit.
Yeah. She, yeah. Her, what you think is her fur, her cat fur, she unzips. You find out that it's a skin suit. She unzips it. And underneath, she is wearing like a... hot pants and like a halter top, yeah. And
like a clubbing outfit.
She does that more than once, but none of the other cats do that. And some of the cats have jackets, which is weird because they already have the fur.
They're all fur coats. They're all the ones who are wearing coats.
Yeah,
not all of
seriously.
Them, but a lot of the ones wearing fur coats. Yes. Coats are fur coats. What is
okay? So I don't know. How many meows out of 10 would you give Jenny Anydots?
Oh, I don't know. 2 meows out of 10.
Yeah, I would give her 2 as well.
I think Rebel, you know, did what she was supposed to do with the role. But
yeah.
I think the role is really unfortunate. And her song is literally just, I'm fat.
Yeah, agreed. And ultimately, the cockroaches were really what pushed me over the edge with her. Yeah. Okay, next we have Idris Elba as McCavity. And you know what? He is sly. He somehow knows how to disappear people. He's got a little rakish charm, you might say. Mm-hmm. One thing that is weird is that the Jellicle Cats, he is a member of the Jellicle Cats. That's why he's being considered to go to the Heaviside Lair. And the whole point of him disappearing these people is he's disappearing his competition. Except
right.
they all know who he is because they've sung songs about how he's evil. And yet whenever he appears, they like seem to forget what he looks like, even though there's wanted posters that have his face on them.
The wanted posters were so hilarious.
I know.
Did other cats went to a printing press and
yes.
printed out?
Okay. They have a FedEx corporate account.
a cat FedEx corporate. Yeah.
No, I think it's not clear also what in the movie is meant to be like make believe, obviously, because I mean, obviously the whole thing is make believe. But I mean, like in their universe, they're theoretically mm-hmm. living in the alleys of London. There wouldn't really be this like milk bar like where milk is served.
Right. Yeah. It seems like a lot of that stuff is either imaginary or sort of like an in joke, like we've created our own little society.
Yeah. So back to McCavity. He's Idris Elba. He is mischievous. He likes to say McCavity a lot. I think that he is aware of the movie that he's starring in. And
yes, he is one of the few people who's very aware of the vibe of the movie.
Yes.
And really leans into it. Yeah. And I feel like just does a great job. He's so goofy.
It. Yeah, he's a good
villain.
He's
doing it. And my favorite was, so he can disappear himself in addition to disappearing other people.
Yeah.
And so he likes to say, sometimes when he disappears himself, he says, McCavity. But once he just said, ineffable. And then disappear.
That's
and then once
what
he just
I
want
to start saying before I leave places.
Ineffable.
Instead of goodbye.
So good.
Oh my goodness.
And he has like bright green eyes or something.
Yeah.
So he looks
they
spooky.
Gave him those colored contacts. Does he sing a song? I feel like songs are saying about him, but he doesn't actually sing a song.
I can't remember. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I don't think he actually sings the song.
But there was one part where he looked like just a naked Idris Elba. And I'm trying to remember. What was that? Was he just dancing during that part?
I don't remember. Probably.
He takes off his fur coat. And even though a lot of the other cats are naked, he just looks so much more naked than everyone else. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I don't know what it is. I think so. Yeah. My memory of this movie is a little bit foggy. I did see it opening
you
week. Yeah.
Saw it. Yeah. You saw it. You're a true fan.
And in an impaired state.
That's right. There's a scene where he takes his coat off, and I felt like all of his fur was the same color, whereas a lot of the other cats had some either pattern or like their tummies were a different color, like real cats.
Yeah.
His fur was all the same color, like a dark brown, which to me, I was like, is that just Idris Elba being naked right
Maybe
now?
They like didn't, I feel like they rendered the cats kind of inconsistently. Some of them have like more fur and it's like, there's like more voluminous fur than others. So yeah, I actually don't know. There were two versions of the movie released. I don't know if I saw the version with the like updated graphics or not, because I did see it very early in its run. Very early and also very late in its run, because I think that it stopped being in the movie theater pretty soon. Yeah. Okay, so how many meows out of 10 would you give Idris Elba?
10 out of 10 meows.
Yeah, I'd give him 8 out of 10. I wish he had sang a song, but I guess he doesn't get a song. Next, we have James Corden as Bustopher Jones, another cat whose whole thing is that I am fat. And it's fine. I don't love James Corden. I think that he is not funny. I think he is just round and British, and people confuse that for being funny. I think he and who's that other late night guy that I hate? Jimmy Fallon. They've both hoodwinked America into thinking they're funny. Jimmy Fallon is less funny than James Corden. Jimmy Fallon just breaks all the time. He is not funny. And people think he's cute and they get
James
that confused.
Corden.
I just do not like him.
I think that Jimmy Fallon is talented in musical humory stuff.
Okay.
I've seen him do like they do covers of song. They're not covers. The original singer of the song is present singing.
Yeah.
But the instruments are like kid instruments, like including like a kazoo and a little like xylophone thing.
Okay.
And those are so cute. I don't know if they're funny. They're just very cute.
You know who else isn't funny? While we're on this topic, Pete Davidson is not funny. Pete Davidson also, all he does is break. And he is not funny. And he's only important because Ariana Grande made him important. But he's not important.
But he's not even on the show that much. I don't know the last time I saw him on the show.
Yeah. Anyway, we digressed.
You know what? I also just Colin Jost And the thing I do like about Colin Jost is he seems aware of his people not thinking he's funny, and he's just like, yeah, I get it.
He so wrote I do a memoir called like Punchable Face or something. So
yes, I do like that.
Yeah, he's but, right.
Yeah, he's pretty boring.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
So James Corden as Bustopher Jones, there's not really a lot there. It's just him saying that he's fat. It's not his fault.
Yep.
But yeah. So I would give him four meows out of 10.
Same. I think I would also do 4. Mm-hmm. Maybe you and I talked about this offline, but James Corden in real life has called out fat shaming and has talked about how just calling someone fat is not funny.
I can give him that.
Why is he doing this? Good why is him. He doing this role then?
That's a good point. Maybe he was like money.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, his character is dumb.
Agreed. Next, we have Jennifer Hudson as Grisabella, who she's portrayed in the movie as like they make it sound like she was very like on the up and up and like one cool cat, as it were. And then she like started consorting with McCavity, and then that like brought her down, and she's somehow become like a shell of her old self, and people really hate her for that reason. Though they don't seem to hate McCavity as much. They're still like charmed by him when he comes around, but when they see her, they're like, "Ugh, look at her. She's so gross."
Yeah.
She sings one important song called Memories that everyone knows.
Memories.
And bless her heart, she does a great job singing that song. But just very serious for the movie that she's in.
That's what I was going to say.
There's also no way that they could have known how they were going to be rendered, like, when they were acting out the movie. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I don't know how you play that role, because that role doesn't have any, like, camp or anything fun about it.
No.
It is just kind of like a sad sack.
It is.
Role.
And
I feel like
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, spoiler alert, she's the one that ends up getting chosen to go to the Heavyside Lair because Victoria, audience cat, feels bad for her.
Mm-hmm. Victoria is the only one who's nice to her.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I thought that she was like way too serious and didn't really get the vibe of the movie. But now I'm like, what else would you have done? I don't know how you make that role.
Agreed.
Silly.
Next we have, meow rating. I give her 7 meows out of 10.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say 6 out of 10.
Okay. Next we have I wanted to say my favorite for last, but I can't. Jason Derulo as Rum Tum Tucker. literally the best name. They give him the best song. That song is a jam.
Is it?
I'm not afraid to say it. He screams the word milk during the song. No,
I don't remember this.
It's incredible. They're like in a like bar that serves milk. And it's just a great song. And he definitely knows what movie he's in. So.
Yes, he's so good.
He's so good.
He dances so sensually.
He does. He's the Rum Tum Tugger. What are you going to do?
He was, exactly. He was pissed that his dick was taken out of the movie.
Yeah. He was, ahead of this, he had some kind of Instagram controversy about his dick being too present for Instagram. And now he's saying they CGI'd his dick out of the movie. And I'm on Team Derulo for this one.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. They let the ladies have human breasts. Even though they were cats, and I'm pretty sure cats have eight breasts or 8 mammary glands. So I don't know.
I wish they had just like 8 weird bumps on their body.
I wish they had 8 human breasts on their body. They clearly have the capability to do that. Anyway.
Yeah, Jason Derulo was great.
Yeah,
he did
10
exactly
10 meows.
What he was supposed to do. 10 out of 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Next we have Ian McKellen as Gus, quote, asparagus. I didn't know it was short for asparagus. The theater cat. He is the one who is the most cat-like out of everyone, and it is very sad to watch because he is a knight.
It was. The only thing I liked about his character was the asparagus thing. I thought that was cute. Asparagus.
Yeah, that is cute. You're right.
But Why was his character in the movie? What did he do?
He's Gus the theater cat, Shubba.
Okay, right.
None of the characters in the movie do anything.
I know, but he doesn't get introduced until the very end. They basically just like, oh, here's a sad old man.
They talk about how he was big in the theater.
Like, he was an actor, or he
I guess in cat was theater big maybe? I don't really know. Yes. No, I think maybe okay. It was like he was a cat that hung around the theater.
And that's a very high status job for a cat.
Okay. I'm going to give him 9 meows because he committed to the idea of being a cat.
He licked his paws.
The man licked himself and lapped milk out of a bowl. So he really degraded.
That's true.
role. Art. Yeah. And yet, no Oscar nomination. Whatever. Yeah. Next, Taylor Swift as Bombalurina. She sings a song about McCavity, and it's fine. And she feeds catnip to all the other cats at the Jellicle Ball.
And it, like, makes them
really horny.
Fall asleep.
Yeah.
Or horny. Yeah. I was going to say, all of the cats in this movie are horny, but she made me the most uncomfortable. Throughout. She's too horny.
She's super horny, yeah.
Yeah.
I would give her 5 meows. She was doing her Taylor Swift thing. It's fine. Okay, let's see. Who haven't I done yet? There's Mr. Mistopheles, who is a magician cat who needs his confidence boosted by audience cat to help. We're not going to explain the plot. There's no point. But no, basically, there's like some magic in this world. It's very inconsistent because McCavity's clearly very good at it. But Mr. Mistopheles kind of sucks and needs to be like kind of gassed up by Victoria.
Yeah.
And then he's able to save old Deuteronomy.
And he like has to wear a magician's outfit even though McCavity's like actually performing real life magic. This dude's like, well, let me put on my cummerbund.
Mr. Mistopheles is forced to wear a magician's outfit. It's very Job from Arrested Development, but without any of the confidence or the raw sexual energy. I give him 3 meows out of 10. He just seems kind of pathetic.
Yeah, he is. But I feel like I kind of liked his song more than the other songs. Okay. I can't actually remember his song right now.
But I don't remember it either.
In my memory, I liked that song more than the other ones. I know we need to get through the characters, but the music is so terrible.
Yeah. Oh, but it's also so wonderful. Next,
so I'll give him 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Okay, very respectable for Mr. Mistopheles. Next, we're going to talk about Dame Judi Dench as Old Deuteronomy.
Woo!
So she is the like chief of the group. She's in charge. Apparently, in the Broadway version, Old Deuteronomy is usually played by male. So at least there, this is a somewhat woke retelling of a terrible story. She gets a song at the end where she looks directly into the camera and says that cats are not dogs. And I felt like the universe like folded in on itself in that moment. I know,
dogs are like the villain of this movie.
Even in addition to McCavity. Dogs in the movie. Yeah.
There's that one scene where you hear dogs barking and you're like, oh no, the dogs are gonna attack the cats.
Yeah, and they don't. Yeah,
and it's like those dogs are probably just excited to be home.
I give Dame Judi Dench Old Deuteronomy 8 meows out of 10.
I was gonna say the same thing.
Yeah,
I think she did what
she does what was. She can. Yeah,
yeah.
And one she does has what that gravitas, you know.
She certainly does.
Yeah. Next, there is Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer, which they sing a song. They're like, in a
yes.
Did you want to voice something?
That song I remember so clearly, and I hate it. And the name Rumpelteazer just makes me feel nauseous.
Oh, that's weird, because that's what I'm going to name my firstborn child. So, it's actually going to be Mungo Jerry.
Mungo Jerry.
They sing a song about how they live in someone's house and they, like, steal stuff from the house. I think that's what their song is about.
I don't think they live in that house. I think they just go into houses and steal.
Yeah. I give them 10 out of 10 for their names and 6 out of 10 for their song. I think their names are fucking hilarious.
No. 1 out of 10 for the whole thing. They each get 0.5 out of 10. They have to share that's the 1 fair. Out of 10.
You need to express yourself, so yes. next, my second favorite cat named Skimbleshanks the Railway Cat.
Oh, I forgot about him.
He tap dances. He goes into the train. They go in the little train beds. The scale is completely out of whack. For parts of the song, it seems like he's the size of a mouse. And for other parts of the song, it seems like he's the size of a human. So, and I just really like that he's Skimbleshanks the Railway Cat.
That song was fun. I liked the change of scenery.
Yeah.
And he seems like a fun dude.
Yeah, I agree. I give him a 9.5 out of 10. He can't touch Idris Elba, but he's close.
I'll give him an 8 out of 10.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. You support transit, welcome. So.
I do.
I think that is all of the main ones. There's a few more. Can I? I'm going to give you the other names, the other cats that aren't really featured at all. Right. So we talked about all the important ones, right?
We didn't talk about Victoria and then the dude who's like her guide.
Okay, so Victoria doesn't really have a song of her own.
She doesn't have a personality.
She's just
really.
The audience.
She's just there.
Yeah.
And she's
fine. They don't
even
give her a jellical name.
That's so true. She's a really good dancer.
She is. They make a big point at the beginning, like, ha ha, your name is Victoria. You don't have a jellical name. And then they don't give her one.
It's mean.
I think that old Deuteronomy does tell her that she's a jellical cat at the end. So maybe she'll get her name later in the sequel.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Cats to
and then,
the streets.
Cats to the streets. and then there's her like guide cat, her
Monka
friend
Strap.
Cat.
That's his name, I found out, because I thought that he and Mr. Mistopheles were one and the same, but they were not. And then I made a bet with Todd. I was like, okay, if you're right, because Todd was like, no, they're two separate cats. And I was like, no, it's the same cat. And I was like, if you're right, we don't have to watch Cats again until Christmas. And if I'm right, we get to watch it one more time between now and Christmas. And then he ended up being right. And I was like, we're still going to watch it.
Oh, my God.
It's a Christmas movie, so it has to be watched at Christmas.
It is clearly a Christmas
but I want to watch. I want to watch it again so badly. Yeah, Munka Strap. MUNKUSTRAP. Maybe I should make my 30th birthday into a cats watching party.
No!
Or yes?
I thought you were just going to make it into like a cats theme party.
No. Well, I guess we could all dress up as one of the cats, but that seems like a lot of work.
It would be.
I feel like
Munka Strap.
So they're both fine. I give them 4 meows out of 10.
Yeah, they don't really do anything.
Yeah. Okay, so that was it. Let me give you the names of the other ones. Growl Tiger. Do you remember that one? I think that might have been the one on the boat.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a boat. It doesn't matter.
Growl Tiger is such a good name. Growl
Tiger. It really is. Growl Tiger. There's one cat that's just named Cassandra. Okay, they get to have a normal name. Plato and Socrates are two cats.
What?
Coracopat. Coracopat is a name.
Coracopat.
Jemima. Demeter.
Okay.
Alonzo. Jellylorum. Electra. Tantamil. And Admetus.
Okay. That is a real eclectic mix.
It is an eclectic mix. I still say Rum Tum Tugger is the best one. Best actor, best name, and best song. I loved the movie. Obviously, I think that the movie is taking a lot of risks and that they did not pay off in any way. But I appreciate that someone was like, I want to take these risks and I want to somehow get a super star-studded cast of people to join this train wreck with me.
That's true.
I actually think
that is
that
fun.
Hollywood doesn't take enough risks. And I just think there should be more crazy movies like this one out there.
You know, I agree.
Yeah, and I think there is a case to be made that this is a better movie than, well, okay, maybe. Okay, you know what? It is better than The Irishman. It's more diverse.
Oh, that's for sure.
It has better, I feel like, staying power in your brain. Yeah, I just love the risks, and I love that he was like, this is my vision, fuck all of you. And it was completely shut out of the Oscars. They actually rescinded their application because of the critical reception.
That's so funny. That's yeah. So they rescinded their application. They did get an award from PETA, I saw.
Nice.
For like making a movie about cats that didn't kill any cats.
Oh my God, PETA's so stupid. So
that's nice. Good for them.
I support animal rights too, but come on. They think that people PETA's shouldn't have pets.
Like, I know.
It's crazy.
The one thing that really disappoints me about the movie, and this isn't really the movie's fault, is that the music is terrible. Like, musicals can be cheesy and dumb, but you feel like a real person like composed the music and lyrics, and you're like, you know, I like this song, even if the storyline is whatever. This is just, the music is terrible. Every single song is just a real cacophony.
Maybe it is
noises, and but the lyrics are just like, my name is Rum Tum Tugger, Rum Tum Tugger.
Okay,
that is my name.
Hold on. Rum Tum Tugger's song is unimpeachably great. It's a jam. You put that on, Rebel, you listen to it. It is a good
James
song.
James Corden's song is like, I love to eat.
Yeah,
indeed,
his song sucks.
I love food and I love to eat the food.
Do you feel that the songs are the worst part of the movie? I feel like there's so many things to choose from.
There are, but that's like a foundational thing. Like, I understand.
That's true.
The rest of it is bad, but I feel like the execution of it was really bad.
Yes.
This is like, why does this musical exist?
Yes, that's a good question.
The music is bad.
Yeah, there's no plot. It's just an hour and 30 minutes of cats introducing themselves. I agree with you. I think the worst part of the movie is the cockroaches. I have not recovered from the cockroaches yet. But the best part of the movie is Jason Derulo. Where's his Oscar?
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
I do wish that he'd gotten to say.
I wasn't expecting that going in. What?
I was going to say, I was wishing that he at some point would just very quietly say, Jason Derulo.
We were all wishing that, Shabba.
Sad that he didn't get that chance.
We all were.
But you were saying you didn't expect it.
I wasn't expecting to like him the most. I was expecting to like someone else the most. But he really comes out as a star in that movie. Also, Jason Derulo apparently doesn't say his name like that anymore. I watched a TMZ video of him. Because Todd didn't even know that Jason Derulo did that. When that's like literally the first thing that everyone says about Jason Derulo, if you mention him, is Jason Derulo. Todd didn't know that he did that, and so I found a YouTube video of a compilation of him singing it. And then there's another video put out by TMZ.
I didn't know there was a compilation.
Of course there's a compilation video.
I'm going to listen to that immediately after.
I'm going to make that the opening music for this episode. There's also a video posted by TMZ of they like stopped him at an airport and they're like, can you say your name, like sing it, and he was like, I don't do that anymore. So he doesn't do that anymore. It's very sad.
Wow, he's entered a new phase of his professional career.
I guess so. He's a cats guy now. He's an actor now.
Jesse had never seen Too Many Cooks. Remember Too Many Cooks?
What?
Too Many Cooks. He said something jokingly about, he's like, just said, oh yeah, Too Many Cooks. And I was like, ugh, no, now I'm going to have that stuck in my head forever. And he's like, what are you talking about?
You educated him on Too Many Cooks.
I haven't even shown him. We talked about it.
He would
and then
like
I,
it, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I haven't shown it to him yet because we talked about it and then I forgot about it. But I just remembered that today and it's been really bothering me.
That is really upsetting. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll try to move past.
So to wrap up this episode on cats, the artistry, 10 out of 10. Acting, 10 out of 10.
Oh,
Songs, 10 out of 10. Names, 10 out of 10. Everything, 10 out of 10. Best movie of 2019. Yes.
Devolving.
Give it an Oscar. What do you think? What is your assessment?
My favorite movie of 2019 was Parasite.
Oh, mine was actually Little Women. I mean, since we took Cats out of the running. I
loved Little Women. Yeah. That's hard. Cats was, it was a real experience. Like, it's so hard because I was sort of having fun watching it. But like I said, it felt like time had come to a standstill. And I really feel like usually when you're really enjoying something, time flies.
That's what they say, that time flies when you're having fun. Yeah.
In this situation, I had to remove myself from the movie every 15 minutes just to feel like a human person again.
That's a resoundingly positive review, I'd say. It sounds like 10 out of 10 for you, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. And that's what I was going to say. 10 out of 10.
Thank you. Are you glad that I forced you to watch it?
I am. I'm glad that I can talk about it now with you because I felt like you had so much to say about it and I couldn't participate in that conversation.
Thank you so much.
I feel like it's brought us closer as friends.
Thank you. Yeah. I
think but so I feel too. Like it has rotted away a part of my brain.
I'm okay
but
with that.
But that's worth it.
Yeah. I think that this will become a cult movie that people watch at midnight in movie theaters.
Probably.
And I think there will be drinking games associated with it. So what do you think some of the drinking game rules would be? I would say drink anytime they say Jellicle.
Oh god, that's a tough one. Yeah. Anytime they say Jellicle, I would do anytime McCavity disappears himself and says a word.
Yes.
As he disappears. Did we talk one of the times he just says meow as he disappears?
Ineffable. Yeah. I like that too. What else? Whenever the cockroaches are on screen, just drink continuously.
Anytime a cat like approaches an unsuspecting other cat.
Yeah.
Cause that's how every scene is introduced, is by like, oh, yeah. I'm here now.
Oh my goodness. I'm excited to play.
We're going to die.
I know. Okay. Well, that wraps up Cats. Can't recommend it enough. Mm-hmm. Everyone go see it. Go to your local movie theater and petition for it to be brought back.
It is a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie, but you don't have to watch it just at Christmas. You can watch it whenever you feel like. That is everything. I would say that you could follow us on Instagram, but I kind of stopped doing the Instagram. So.
That's okay. That's okay.
Maybe I'll do one for this one. We'll see. If I do, it's you at Night Cheese Pod.
You would do some fun art. I feel like you're good at.
Thank you.
At posting.
I just forget to do it. I should do it.
I know. I relate.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and good night.
Cheese.
Ineffable.
Meow. Jason.